Guest of the cafe this morning's A&M Commerce Economics Professor, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, state legislature is in session again.
It is.
And that could be a good thing, could be a bad thing. We never know how things are going to turn out. Of course, it depends on your point of view on that, too. But interesting story came out. State Controller Glenn Hager says the state will have about $9 billion more in revenue for the next 2 years than originally thought because the economy is booming, and that's good news, but it may not be as good news as you might think on the face of it.
But at least it's not as discouraging as some of the more recent past ones have been. At least he's projecting a healthy increase in funds.
Well, it was an 8.1% increase in revenue, but last time, 2 years ago, it was a 2.7% decrease.
Absolutely.
So that is much better. But Hager says, and it'd be interesting to have a conversation with him sometime because he seems like a very down-the-middle kind of guy from what I can say. There are, however, what he calls, or what at least the article called, IOUs.
Right.
And unpaid bills from the last biennium that have to be covered.
Right. Government accountants have some special talents.
Right. Indeed. Indeed. But this is for Medicaid, apparently, that we have to cover some unfunded things from before having to do with Medicaid and Hurricane Harvey, of course, Hurricane Harvey recovery. And this is before new spending then can be approved.
Right. And of course, I've talked before about unfunded liabilities and all. Those can be a real problem.
Mm-hmm. He is also, not to put too rosy a picture on this, and I give him credit for that, he's concerned about the status of the national economy going forward, calls it kind of cloudy and hazy. And of course, that will have an effect on the Texas economy at some point. So,
to me, a really interesting aspect of this is once upon a time we talked about the Texas economy as opposed to the national economy. But as you and I have talked about in the past, as the Texas economy has become more diversified, oil is not the only thing now. So as it begins to look more like the national economy because of this diversification, then it begins to act more like and track the national economy.
I see. Right. We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and we're talking about the Texas legislative session, which has just started. And the fact they're going to have more in revenue than they expected, $9 billion increase in revenue over the next 2 years. But there are some claims on that might restrain the excitement over that somewhat. Oil and gas revenue expected to continue to increase because of increasing production, and that is despite the what we all know to be lower oil prices lately.
It has been down, but also tie in with that, we still have a very, very low unemployment rate for Texas. It's down around 3.7 there. That really stimulates tax revenues in two or three ways.
Yeah. Now, they were predicting a slowing growth in sales tax revenue, which kind of surprises me given what you just said.
Okay, but what is happening on that is that when, again, over the last couple of years, we've had some real booms. Then what we're having is a moderation in that, which to me is not surprising at all. When you look at the national economy, if you get a growth rate of 4% or numbers like that, that is not sustainable. So if it drops back to, let's say, 2.9 or 3 or something, that's still an acceptable trend there, but it is some pulling back.
Mm-hmm. They're talking about the rainy day fund growing to $15 billion by 2021, depending on how much of that is or is not spent in this legislative session. But again, the Hurricane Harvey recovery is expected to pull some money out of that this time.
It is. And the Rainy Day Fund is one of those, again, there's that real temptation to want to rate it on everything there. I, as a conservative, I like to keep it for that true rainy day.
Yeah. Then on the other hand, there are those who don't want to spend any money from it for any reason whatsoever.
Right. So, to me, you take a major hurricane, just is in my value system. That's a rainy day.
It would seem to be a rainy day, wouldn't it? Yeah. For sure. So anyway, just because there's more revenue doesn't necessarily mean that there will be a lot of new spending.
Unfortunately, especially working for a university.
Right. If you're employed by A&M Commerce or any other state university, that may not be the best news. But there, for example, I heard a state representative in a conversation on another radio station talking about this increase in revenue and said, well, we should turn that back to the taxpayers rather than spend that money on whatever it might be, schools, what have you. We should refund it to the taxpayer. So there will be that argument.
Of course, someone who believes in investing, and I believe education is an important and a paying investment. An educated, productive labor force, that's the engine that helps you to grow.
Yeah. Be an interesting conversation sometime to compare how we were able to do this in times gone by. 50 years ago, right. 100 years ago, compared to today, and how come it seems to be more of a problem today than it was at that time. Well, the state legislature will be meeting into May and maybe even beyond, and we'll, I'm sure, have some more conversations on that.
I'm sure that it'll be some interesting times.
Dale, thanks very much for sitting down and having a cup of coffee with us again.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.